This is Arsene Wenger. Welcome to FIFA Training Center.
You're listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Training Center podcast. Throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup in Qatar, we are taking you inside the game like never before. This fly-on-the-wall audio experience is putting you inside the car with our team of experts as they travel to all 64 matches at the FIFA World Cup. The final whistle has blown in the game between Costa Rica and Germany. You're now entering the minds of some of the world's finest football brains.
Welcome back, everyone, to our FIFA Insight Live podcast. My name is Arnie Barres. I'm joined by our technical experts Jürgen Klinsmann and Dori Cha, our goalkeeper expert Farid Mondragon, and our football performance analyst Elliot Stonell. It all went terribly wrong for Germany and Costa Rica. Germany came back from a 2-1 deficit but needed a goal from Spain. Costa Rica was up 2-1 but could not secure the lead. Jürgen, obviously a very disappointing night for Germany. What are your initial thoughts on the game?
Yeah, it was obviously, first thought is heavily sad because Germany is going home, even with the win against Costa Rica. The game was a bit crazy. Yeah, I mean, Germany went up and it looked like they're going for the second goal, and they try to get the second goal, but we're not able to get the second goal. Then instead, Costa Rica comes back, scores two goals, and is up. You know, that kind of took the whole group standing upside down, basically, with Spain in one moment being out of the next round. And then Germany kind of found its way back in the game. Havertz came in, and they scored their three goals to secure this 4-2 win. And obviously, they deserve totally to win it. Even if Costa Rica, to give them really credit, they also played an exciting match from their perspective. And the crowd also honored that and gave them applause. But obviously, both teams are connected to, especially Germany, then towards the end of the game with the result of Spain against Japan. So they got the message, if Spain doesn't score, you know, it's not enough to go to the round of 16. And you could feel that in the stadium, you could feel it. And now you obviously feel for the players and the entire country, basically. But these are the stories that football is giving you. You cannot anticipate things, you cannot predict things. It's so unpredictable in a certain way that these type of games happen. From a tactical point of view, I think Germany's plan was, you know, high pressure right away, get chances, score an early goal. This actually all worked out. They had good movement off the ball up front with the forwards. Musiala, it's one of the biggest talents on the global stage, proved that he can play with the big ones in the world. Fantastic performance by the kid, but you know, it's not enough as simply as that for Germany right now. So it's a sad day for Germany.
Yeah, absolutely. And you described Costa Rica as an experienced team or experienced squad prior to the game. What did you mean by that, and how did it show today?
Well, Costa Rica, I obviously was coaching the United States for almost 6 years and played many times against Costa Rica. Technically, they're very, very good players. And they have experience because most of the players, I think it's besides Aguilera, they were all in almost 30, above 30. So they know how to play these type of games, tricky games where only the result matters. They save their energy by staying in a low block for most of the time with nine players behind the ball. They leave only one forward up front. And then as soon as they gain possession, they're in transition very, very quick. And they speculate on these moments, and that's how they scored their goals. And you got to give them a lot of credit for how they did that. But obviously, they couldn't hold on to their lead. For a moment, they were actually qualified. And it shows that it was a crazy group in this World Cup.
And Dori, your thoughts on Germany?
I mean, the situation was clear before the game. Spain have to beat Japan and Germany have to make their homework. They did it. But looks not really good, the team shape. Beginning was good. They created chances with good crosses from both sides. They scored the one first goal with a good cross. But after then, I don't know, Germany played not in the right rhythm. The tempo was slowly. They maybe too much trying to penetrate into the middle. Yeah, and then second half, Costa Rica came back in the game, scored two goals. And after this was an open game, both teams had a chance. Germany had the quality in the final third, score and make their homework. But over the three games in the group stage, Germany looks not a real strong team. They struggled in the first match. Today was first half, and in the beginning from the second half, they looks not really good. So, Japan beat Spain. That was the most important thing in this group. And if one team beat Germany and Spain in the group and have 6 points, then they have to deserve to qualify for the next round.
Dury, if we look at the tactical changes that Hansi Flick made prior to the to this game, with Kimmich playing as a right back, and in midfield he had more of one holding midfielder and two attacking midfielders, that seemed to make a lot of sense, didn't it?
Yeah, Germany struggled, especially with the right fullback position. They had Thilo Kehrer, Süle in the first match, Kimmich in the first half. They try everything, but all players' performance was not in the highest level. And not only the right back position, I think, except Musiala, who played a great World Cup over the three games, I think all the rest of players playing not in this best level, and was very disappointed, especially players like Gnabry or Sané, Thomas Müller. They had a big problem in the game. I think Flick try everything to give a new impact in the game and new energy, but the German team looks a little bit without emotion in this tournament. We had a opportunity to watch in few one-side games like today, from England, from France, yesterday Argentina, and in this game you could see that the teams have more emotion, more energy, and that they enjoy the game more, and I missed this in the German team. And yeah, and then the result is very, very sad for the German side. Two tournaments, two World Cups in a row, they are out from the group stage. So I think they need a huge change all the way.
And Farid, from your end, and the goalkeepers?
First of all, Keylor Navas doing a very good job, especially as the second in game against Japan, and today making very, very good saves, keeping the game at the beginning with only a 1-0 as a result. And then keeping also Costa Rica away from a shame result like they did get against Spain. And for Manuel Neuer, fantastic save in the first half from a mistake from Rudiger. And then in the first and second goal, we can discuss maybe in the first goal too rigid position. Maybe a knee or the two knees on the floor will help him to get the rebound not as long as it was. Then in the second rebound, you can discuss maybe if instead of going with the legs, you can go with your body and with your hands. And in the second goal, some people maybe will ask him to go and punch the ball in the first rebound, in the air rebound, after the German defender and the Costa Rican striker were fighting for the ball. After that, offering very much, playing with his feet as he used to do, in a very correct way, in a very proper way. And at the end of the day, there are two goalkeepers that are saying goodbye from a World Cup with a lot of quality, but unfortunately for them, this is a team sport, and it didn't depend much of them as the whole work they have done.
Thank you, Farid, Jürgen, Dury, Elliot. Thank you very much for your insights tonight. Japan wins the group. Spain comes in second. Germany and Costa Rica will have to go home. Thank you all for listening. We wish you a good night.
You've been listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Highway 61 production for FIFA Training Center. For more information and insights throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup, visit fifatrainingcenter.com.